U.S. greater than, Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out news. Defense Minister, National Day Parade will be cancelled this year due to COVID-19. Defense Minister, MOS offers 20% discount for students, teachers and lecturers beginning 9th of July. Photo of baby boy holding an IUD in his hand right after birth goes viral. University and college students to return to physical classes in phases starting July 2020. TGV Cinemas is giving out free movie tickets for 1 hour every day until the 13th of July. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Furkids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. Three young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. Photos, Majin Men scale Mount Kinabalu in Avengers cosplay suits for a noble cause. These three machines won UK's prestigious 2020 Diana Award for making social change in our country. People Features Lifestyle, you can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Photos, this abandoned bus was transformed into an Airbnb and it's absolutely stunning. This Malaysian company wants to pay you RM3,000 to sleep 8 hours a day for 3 months. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Study, both adults and kids believe men are more brilliant than women. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The nation's abuzz with the conflict that happened between Al Jazeera and Malaysia's government. Claims of Malaysia treating illegal immigrants poorly has caused a lot of debate among people. While some supported the freedom of press, others considered it slander and biased. One doctor, however, shares his first-hand experience in the field and it quickly gained over 20,000 shares. Kenneth Wong starts off his post saying, Al Jazeera making false claims, Pembohangan, Tuduhantita Wahar, against Malaysia regarding the management and treatment of illegal immigrants with COVID-19. The doctor who was stationed at the quarantine center in MAEPS Serdang for 1 month treated over 700 to 800 COVID-19 positive illegal immigrants, otherwise known as Pendatang Asing Tanpa Izin, PATI. He reveals that the government tried their best to cater to them even though they are illegally here. All the PATIs were treated fairly and well. We respect them as normal human beings. 3 meals per day, each meal with vegetables, meat and rice. Nice bed with air-conditioned environment. They were each given free toiletry packs, towels, extra dry food. None of them were mistreated. All were given freedom to perform solat prayers and toilet breaks. When they were discharged, all were given free new clothing. He further elaborates that all of this treatment and allowances were borne by the government too. They were given free tests which cost about RM300-400. There were free food, free treatment, free clothes. These were all paid for by the Malaysian government. Al Jazeera's report was one-sided and did not display the full picture. We stand with Ministry of Health, KKM, and Malaysia for doing their best in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking to World of Buzz, Kenneth, who has been working as a doctor since May 2017, shared that his experience in MAEPS was great. While being a frontliner did create worry and anxiety, he eventually got over it thanks to the support from his colleagues. The doctor also mentioned that due to COVID-19, people from various backgrounds and races were working together to overcome this pandemic, and that sight was very inspiring to see. Kudos again to our frontliners, because without them, we wouldn't have come so far. Also read, netizens have been sending hateful messages to the wrong Rehan Kabir, here's his story.
Source,
Kenneth Source, WOB Source, WOB Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.